Barrow's Illisogvic College is attracting notice from college-bound students in Anchorage and Fairbanks, and even Burbank, California. What makes this two-year community college a magnet for Alaska Natives and non-Natives alike? APRN's Ellen Lockyer has the story.
The line of somber, blue-gowned graduates moves forward to receive certificates. It's a scene played out across the nation every year, but only this time, the graduates are inmates of a woman's prison in Anchorage, and their college courses are being delivered from Illisogvic College in Barrow. That kind of distance education is one way that Barrow's community college is making itself known outside the North Slope.
Illisogvic means a place to learn.
Beverly Puktatuk Greenwich is president of Illisogvic.
I think what really makes us unique is that we're able to infuse the Inupiaq culture throughout the college, not just in our curriculum, but also how we advise our students or counsel our students and how we treat one another as faculty and staff members as well. We really adhere to our Inupiaq values of respect, sharing, cooperation, love.
Illisogvic started in 1996, supported by North Slope Borough funds.
Most of our residents and our young people don't want to leave the area. There is a really strong pull by family and connection to our traditional subsistence way of life. Our young people prefer to stay on the North Slope rather than going somewhere else for their education.
Initially, it was a place to provide job training to serve the local workforce for oil field and construction jobs. A dozen years later, the college is gaining state and national recognition. Illisogvic just received a U.S. Department of Agriculture grant for infrastructure improvements so it can keep up the job training. And now the college offers more.
We have our conversational Inupiaq classes, and we had so many students register for it this fall that we had to add another section.
There are courses in skin sewing and Inupiaq fine arts, too, part of the college's Inupiaq studies program. It's a unique college in many ways, and it's a college for a subsistence culture above all through its outreach, through distance education and on-location classes in North Slope villages. There's a Teachers for the Arctic program where local students can get an AA degree, then transfer out to the state university system. Greenwich says Illisogvic provides custom classes, too, in leadership and supervision and business communications for Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, and all this without 1 cent of state money. President Greenwich was keynote speaker at Highland Mountain Correctional Center's graduation ceremony recently. She told the graduating inmates that it was not going to be easy, but that education is their path out. Angela Mosley is one on her way to a degree. She's earned 10 college credits through Illisogvic distance courses.
They made us feel real comfortable with the whole situation. They made us feel comfortable with going out and seeking employment. We did everything in the class, even down to practice interview situations, anything like that. So I'm real comfortable, actually. The opportunity I've been given through Illisogvic College and through the teachers here was extraordinary. And I feel like I'd probably be a fool to pass it up. So they've basically set it up a nice foundation for us to go in and do something else with ourselves. And I'm just going to go into an apprenticeship probably. And I'm already enrolled in Illisogvic College, and I have my 10 college credits. So I have a good start. I have my foot in the door.
Mosley is one of 8 inmates to receive college credits through Illisogvic. She'll follow others up to Barrow in time to work on an AA that will point her toward a productive future. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.